Okay, we are up to the sixth perek, perek vav of Sefer Tehillim, as we continue in the work of David HaMelech, his magnum opus. And this perek is a known perek, because this is the perek that we say for what we call Tachanun in the morning and in by Mincha. But it starts off again, Lamaseach ben Ginos al Hashminis. We'll get to those words. This perek starts off with the David HaMelech saying, Hashem, please heal me. My whole body is shaking. I'm ill. Please heal me. And I'm drenching my bed in tears. And I just need a refuah. And then David HaMelech starts talking about enemies and those who are hurting him. Pauli Avent, Sorarai, Hashem. And then he ends off the parak with, Hashem has heard my tefillah, and all of my enemies will be embarrassed. So the question is this talking about a specific event or not? The Radak says that the Mizmar Hazeh, very important words of the Radak in this parak, Efshar Sharmu David Al Chalyo. It could be that David at one point was ill. Right? There's a medrash that says he was ill for a number of years doing tshuva. He was physically ill based on his tshuva for Batsheva. The Efshar Gam Kain, says the Radak, Shenomer Al Lashon Kala Adam Hamduke Bechalayim. Maybe it wasn't David HaMelech who was ill, but David HaMelech wrote a mizmar for a person to say B'derach Tefila whenever they are ill. And then he adds, because that's what David HaMelech did with many of these. Ki harbe mizmorim, sheheim tefila ubakasha, chibram David, lihiyosa mizumanim l'chalam ispalel. Wow. Many of these paragraphs, David HaMelech wrote so that they will be mizuman to anyone who davens, all the emotions. And if you think about it, this is a uniqueness of this Sefer of Tehillim. It's not just like every other Sefer has messages. You learn it. Right? You don't say Nehemiah. Right, you don't say Eov, you say Tehillim. Tehillim has this power, and David HaMelech put it in the power, so it could be from a specific illness, or it could just be generally, David HaMelech wrote this, so it is Mizuman L'chol HaMispalel. The Eben Ezra, he quotes, says, Kinomar ala Galus, maybe it's talking about Galus, that when we are in Galus, we are ill, and that would fit in with save us from the enemies. How else could you understand enemies? So one could say that, you know, the enemies that are causing me to sin, maybe my spiritual enemies who are causing me to do averus, to be deserving of sin. So different ideas that are mentioned, but either way, it's a perek that talks about Hashem saved me from my illness, and again, it could be from enemy, like we just said, enemies around us when we're in battle, we are ill, and when we have a Yeshua, that's called a refuah of the situation. So whenever one is bitsaris, one can say this, and we say this every day. Chazal instituted that we say this every day right after the Amidah. Right, the power of this tefillah is tremendous. Is tremendous. We don't recognize it, right? Tachnun is one of those tefillahs that maybe the tefillah that has the worst mazel. That's the worst mazel. Everybody tries, we always try to get out of Tachnun, right? We're so happy, and especially on a Monday and Thursday, when there's a chasin and there's a bris, we don't recognize the power. Right? The Prima Gadam quotes, they used to throw the chasanim out of shul at that time so they could say Tachnun. Tachnun is powerful. The Gemara in Bava Metzia, right? The end of the Tanur Shalachnai Gemara. Right, Daf Nun Tassim Abeis, right, the Gemara where they put Rabbi Lazar and Chayrim, and it says towards the end that his wife knew that if he would daven properly, then something terrible was going to happen. So she never let him say Tachron. That's what the Gemara says. Me'ahum Aisav Eilach Lo Avishav Kalei Lo Rabbi Lazar L'mei Palalape. Right, she never let him fall on his face, literally say Tachron. Esther Ritva, what do you mean? Right, she didn't let him say Tachron. How could you not let him? It's part of davening. How can you not let him say Tachron? Ask the Ritva, Tamiya Milsa, Hechefsha, Shlo Tazuz Mianakola Yomen. And how could she, you know, watch him every single second, every single? Umikan maybe Raya Rabbeinu. So he said it must be that this is a Raya. He quotes this from the Ra'ah, that it means she was always mafsikin. Shosula hafsik besicho b'dvar machirim she'enim shal tefillah, bein tefillah and tefillah satayim. The tefillah satayim is a hemshach of tefillah, and there's a power of the Tachnun right after the Amidah. And that's what the Gemara, right? One day, if you remember one day that Rabbi Lazar's wife messed up, it was a Rosh Chodesh, 2 days, one day, and he said the Tachnun, and Rabbi Gamliel died. Gamliel died that day, the one that was the head of putting here in the excommunication, right? The Aruch HaShulchan says, Aruch HaShulchan Hilchas Tachron, in Simen, Kuf Lamed Aleph, he quotes from the Rav Natrunoigon, that The Gaonim instituted Tachnun, Rishus, Chova, Velach, but he says, Nearly Achshav, Kol Yisrael Nagu Bazeh, Shavinu Aleika Chova, Im Ma'at, Vim Harbe, In Yana Gadol Ma'od, Umin Hashamayim, Mimaharim, La'anos Al Nefilas Apayim. From heaven, we are, it's quick to answer for Nefilas Apayim, as it says, of course, the Gemara, about Tanur Shalachnai. And that is the, and he says, you see from that Gemara also that it's not a Chova, if the wife was able to knock it out, unless you say it's just an issue of hefsek. So that's the power of tachron. But this is part of it. This is the tachron that we, the Chazal instituted, to put as part of tefillah. So let's get into some of the words. So lam natseach, and again, the conductor bin neginos, with the instruments, al hashminis. Shminis is a type of instrument with eight strings. There's a Chazal that connect this to refuah, for Brismila, so that's also Shemitah. Mizmar L'David, Hashem Al Ba'abcha. So we add two psukim before this, right? We say V'yamar David Al God, Sali Ma'od, but that's before. This is the tefillah, though. Hashem Al Ba'abcha Sochicheni. Hashem, please, in your anger, don't rebuke me. Meaning, don't do whatever you need to do to me, not in anger. V'abacha Masla Tiasreini. And not also in your chema, give me Yisurin. So, sounds very similar. The Radak, the Mitzudas David, how they often say, Kafil ha'inyan b'milam shonos. So basically, it's just a poetic license that it means the same thing. And the Malbim, Kedarka Bakodesh, always says, it's not Kafil ha'inyan b'milam shonos. There's always different messages that are given by different words and different phrases. And here too, he would say, there's a difference between af and chema. Talking to Hashem is, please don't punish me in your af and in your chema. Yishhevlo bein afu bein chema, sha afu akas anigla. Af is open anger. Va'chema hi havaras eish hakas benistar, benetiras sinna ve'eva. The inner anger. And you can have one without the other. You can have somebody who feigns anger on the outside. Like the Rambam always says, we should never be angry inside and lose ourselves and lose control. It should always be outside, even in cases where it's appropriate to get angry, to teach something. But sometimes it's external, but not internal. And sometimes it's internal. If we're mad about something, we keep it inside, and it festers inside. And so the Malbim goes into, we don't want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be angry with us inside or outside. And he connects that to the words also of Tochacha and Yisurin. But that the Malbim always picks up on the difference in language. Chaneni Hashem ki umlal ani. Right, Hashem, please show me favor. I am umlal. I am weak. I am cut off. Right, the Masudah Sion says in increasa. Right, I'm cut. Rifaeni Hashem ki nifhalum atzamai. My bones are shuddering. I need your help. And again, this could be a physical illness, or it could be some type of state that one is in. V'nafshi nifhalum od. My soul is terrified. V'yata Hashem ad masai. What a pasuk. Right, my soul is terrified, Hashem, how long? We don't end the pasuk. Ad Masai. Right? It's an exclamation, emotional, just calling out. Ad Masai. Hashem, how long? Rav Pinkus here quotes from Rav Yeruchim that it's part of the Bria that whenever there's a Yeshua brought, first there's Emuna. First one requires Emuna in the Yeshua, and then only then the Yeshua is brought. Kol nesina shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'adam nasis b'shnei shlavim. But that's how Hashem works. It's always in two stages. B'tchila yeshna hanhaga shel haftacha b'likiyum. There's a promise without being fulfilled. Klomar, ina sinas hadavar b'shlav zeh, ina stam mishum, she'od lo higi azman ki maftacha. After Hashem promises, and we know that Hashem's going to save us, that middle time isn't just because, oh, the time hasn't come yet, but Hashem wants there to be a muna in the ki maftacha. Elo zeh shem kadosh, kodesh. Hanhaga shakadosh baruch hu maftiach v'adayin lo makayim. Afterwards, Bishlav Sheni, Magia time of Shmi Hashem. He says that's the Pshat of the Rashi in the beginning of Bishalach. Va'erai, I appear to the Avos Bekel Shakai, Ushmi Hashem, Lo Nodati Lahem. Kol Davar Sheba La'olam Tzorach Lavar Shlav HaEmuna. So here, this is the Shlav HaEmuna. And then David's going to be Zocha to the fulfillment. V'nafshi Nevhalam Od V'atah Hashem Ad Masa. We have to say that every day with feeling and recognition that Hashem, we need you. Shuva Hashem Chaltza Nafshi, please help and free my soul. Hoshieni L'man Chazdecha. We recognize that it's all Chazde Hashem. Hoshieni, save me L'man Chazdecha. Don't save me because I deserve it. Don't save me because Magili anything. But L'man Chazdecha. Because after all, Ki'in Ba'ma V'Zechrecha. Right, if a person dies, there's no zikaron. Meaning, obviously, our neshama goes to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that's not what our avoda is. It's not what our avoda is. Says the Radak, Ki aguf achar tseis haneshama, ke'evin domeim, v'hu yored ha-sha'ol, a body after the neshama leaves is nothing, it doesn't move. Aval neshama tale v'todeh v'teshabech l'ad below hefsek. Aval yis'ave ha-tzadik, yes, the neshama is going to go up. But a tzaddik wants to be here to earn. Yisave at tzaddik lios lasos ratzon akel bodenu chai. Ula harbo schar haneshama al olam haba. Remember the Gra at the end of his life, last few moments, he grabs his tzitzis and he says, what I would give, you know, how many kopecks, whatever it is, I would give to just to have a couple of strings, these tzitzis, and I'm going to a world that there's no more earning. Ki ein b'mavet zechrecha. Your zecher is not b'mavet. So that, the pasha pshat is that, I can't be mazker you. Right, I can't serve you in death. So I want to serve you, David HaMelech is saying, or the reader. Bish'ol muyodelach, who will be moda? Who will be moda to you in Sheol after a person passes on? This might be related to the Ramban. The Ramban, in that Ramban, famous Ramban, at the end of Parshas Bo, where he talks about how many mitzvahs there are to be Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. And he talks about, you have to realize that everything is nisim, but he also has one line there that might be related to this pasuk. Mi yodelach, when a person dies, mi yodelach, what does the Ramban say? It says, what's the goal of our life? The goal of our life is to be modeh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that gives us everything. Let me just find the line. Here it is. The Ein Lekel Elyon Chafetz B'Tachtonim. Hashem doesn't have any greater desire amongst human beings that He wants them to do. Milvad sheyeda ha'adam v'yodeh le'lokav shebra'o. What does Hashem want? That we recognize Him and we thank Him. Sheyeda ha'adam v'yodeh le'lokav shebra'o v'kavanas romamus hakol b'tfilos v'kavanas beis haknesios. We are your creature. So David HaMelech says, Bishol miyodelach, right? Bishol, when we go to the depths, after we die, we can't do that. We can't do it. So please keep me alive, please save me. Rav Hirsch here on this pasuk says that many of the avodah zarahs are associated with death. Many avodah zarahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always associated with life. Which shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. Yes, after a person dies, obviously that reflects HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that's in charge, but that's not really. What shows HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power? When He gives life. And especially when He revives, like Tchias HaMesim. Rav Hirsch says here, life and resurrection in particular, the regaining of a life once lost, that is the force which truly reveals God and His power. It shows Him standing above the forces of nature, which He Himself had ordained, and proves that He is always ready to grant renewed life and vigor to man for all of his future loyal endeavors in the service on earth. This is the basic difference between the heathen idea of idolatry on the one hand and Jewish divine truth on the other. Life, Hashem is called the Elohim Chaim. Right? Chaim Kolchem, right? Gives us life, but life, so that's another shot of Im Bamava Zechrecha, because your focus is life. Yogati, now David continues. Yogati Bianchasi, I have become miyagea, I have wearied with all of my groaning. Asche b'cholayla mitasi, my bed is soaked with tears. Right, I'm going through such a tough time, either a physical illness or a spiritual, social illness or a danger. Bidim asi arsi amse, I have drenched my bed. Ashesha b'kas eini, my eyes have grown weary from being in this state. Aska mikot b'chol tzorarai. And finally, David HaMelech, though, whether this part is being said al shem ha'asid, that he has bitachon, that he's going to have the refuah, or as Hashem heals him and saves the day, David HaMelech utters this, suru mimeni kol pa'alei oven. All of those who have tried to bring me down, please separate. Ki shama Hashem kol bichi. Hashem has heard. Hashem has heard the kol bichi. Hashem has heard, it could be the Gemara says, right in two places, that even though the Sha'arei Tfila might be Ninal at a certain point, Sha'arei Dema'os are never Ninal. Right? The gateway of tears is never. That's the Gemara earlier in Bamitzia Dafnotes, on Amud Aleph, where it talks about Ona'a, and one has to be very careful about Ona'a of one's wife. That's the Gemara. La'olam yeh adam zer ba'onas ishto. person has to be very careful from talking nicely, be very careful to always talk nicely to one's wife. Shemitoksha dim asa mitsuya o naasa karova. Since her tears are easily found, her ona is close. Amar Abelazar, Miyom Shenechra Beis HaMikdash, Nin Alu Shari Tfila, based on the Pasuk in Eicha, Gam Ki Ezak Vashavea Sasam Tfila Si, V'yafal Pi Shari Tfila Nin Alu, Shari Demos Lo Nin Alu, Shari the Gate of Tears. So you hear, right after David cries, he knows that Hashem is going to listen to him. He knows, because the Shari Demos are never Ninal. Shene'emar Shima Tfila Si Hashem, V'shavasi Ha'azina, El Dim'asi Al Techarash. That's the Pasuk is quoted in Bam Mitzia and Dafnun Tes. So, David cries, and he knows Hashem is going to hear his tefillah. Interesting, it says, Kol Bichyi. Doesn't say Bichyi. Hashem heard my cries. It said, Kol Bichyi. Because sometimes there are no words. Right, there are no words. It's just the kol. Just the kol of the Bechi that Hashem hears. Kishama Hashem kol Bechi. We find that other places as well. The Arizal and others say that, you know, sometimes we're supposed to cry in davening. Rosh Hashanah, the Arizal should cry. What if you can't cry? You should at least have a crying voice. You could daven in a crying voice, even if one's not crying. So maybe that's also what David HaMelech is referring to. Kol Bichyi. Even if we're not one, different people are more easily prone to cry than others. But even if not, to daven in that voice. Says the Shloha HaKadosh. This is in Ner Mitzvah. Alkein yo'or adam atzmo v'yira tshetfilaso tia bidim'a u'beviduyo v'askaras avonosav u'bakasha slichu amachila pshitu pshita shi bebechi v'tachnunim v'yafim lefamim einu bochem amish yekol advarim shemedamer bitfilaso yebekol namuch u'meshaber ki'ilu hayaboche. Even if one is not crying, they have a crying tone. V'yalzer ramaz David HaMelech kishama Hashem kol bichyi. Lo amar bichi el rak kol bichi klomar sheose kol kilu hayaboche vayomer hakol bekol vayomer hakol bekol v'tachrunim kol ani evyon hamischanim. That's the Shloha HaKadosh in Maseches Tamid in Perek Ner Mitzvah. So the kol bichi, and finally David HaMelech continues again. These last few psukim are the bitachon ones. Go away from me. Hashem has heard my tefillah. Shama Hashem tchinasi. Hashem tefillasi. Hashem will take my tefillah. So all these different words for tefillah. Right in these two psukim, we have kol and techina and tefillah. Right, each one. Rav Pinkus and the Shurim B'Tefillah talk about the different types of tefillah that we have. But here, right here, we have Hashem hears my techina and Hashem will take my tefillah. Why is one hear and one take? So the Meshech Chachma talks about this in a piece that some know in Vayichi, where Yaakov Avinu says, I defeated my enemy, Asher lakachti b'charbi uvakashti, with my sword and with my bow. My sword and my bow is able to defeat my enemy. And Uncle says, I'm b'charbi uvakashti, v'tslusi uvavausi. Those are two types of tefillah. Tsloson uvauson, like we say in Kaddish. Tslusi, which is the cherev, that's the Seder tefillah kavua that was created by Anshag HaSagadola, the set tefillah. Bausi, which is the kashti, that's bakasha. That's the extra things that we add in. And there's a nafkamina between the two. Because the set tefillah that has power built into it, and it was written by Nevi'im, then even without too much kavana, it's still powerful. Mashenke, and the extra ones, the ba'usi, right, that needs a lot of kavana. How do you know that from? Right, that's different types of tefillah. If it was written by the Anshag HaSagadola, that has more power. But this, that's why that's cherev and that's keshet. A sword, if you touch a sword to something, it causes blood. It doesn't matter about the strength of the sword holder. It's dangerous. A bow, it depends on the archer. What's his aim, and how far he could pull back, and how much he could, make it taut. So that's a charbi, the cherev, that's the mashal for slusi, the automatic tefillah that doesn't even need so much kavana. Kashti, the bow, that's ba'usi, that's what needs a lot of kavana. That's what he says. Cherev hu ba'atzmo mazik, shebarzel, sheish lo chidud meimis kolshu, vein zorach omed, aval akashas ba'atzim, akashas ba'atzim, eno mazik, rak koach hamore, v'tolu lefi koach v'rochok hamore bekeshes, lozek kar atfilas b'shem charbi, shehu af b'lu kavana, uba'usi b'shem kashi, shikimo keshes. That I've quoted before, that Meshech Chachma. But then he adds the last line, he says, that's David HaMelech here in Tehillim Perek Vav. Shema Hashem techinasi, Hashem hears, that's the kashti, shetzricha kavana meruba, he hears it, He's got to hear it. He's got to listen to the kavana and see how it is. And that's the tchinasi. Kol shekein Hashem tefilasi yikach. My tefila. That's the automatic one. Hashem just takes that. Doesn't have to analyze it so much. Doesn't need so much kavana. He takes it, and he could. It could be powerful enough to have an effect right there. So that's the amazing comment of the Meshech Chachma on Pasuk Yud. Shama Hashem tchinasi Hashem tefilasi yikach. Yevoshu vibalu ma'od. Let my enemies. Again, this might be those that caused my illness. Or the other enemies, let them be embarrassed. Kol oivai, yashuva yevoshu raga. Let them do tshuva, let them regret it, and they'll be embarrassed for a moment. What does it mean for a moment? So Rabbi Pliskin here in his Sefer on Tehillim says, for a moment, that means, David HaMelech is davening that his enemies, you know, get punished or do tshuva, but David HaMelech is not going to harp on it and remind them. After they say, I'm sorry to him, he's going to say, yeah, you remember? No. Forget and forgive. Forgive and forget. They ask forgiveness, forget it. Don't bring it up anymore. And that's very hard because we naturally want to bring it up, right? We should allow feelings of resentment and bitterness to melt away. Holding on to grudges is unhealthy, both spiritually and biologically. So we have to make sure that we have that attitude with friends, with colleagues, with family members. Always forgive and forget. And that's what David HaMelech says. Just for a moment. For a moment they'll be embarrassed. For a moment they'll be punished. And after that, we will move on. This takes us through Perek Vav of Sefer Tehillim.